I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A Metro Atlanta man is in custody today after federal agents say he was planning to attack the White House with explosives. GPB's Taylor Gant has more on last night's arrest.
21-year-old Hosher Taheb of Cumming was arrested in Gwinnett County during an FBI sting after he traded his car for weapons. Officials say Taheb planned to use an improvised explosive device and an anti-tank rocket to attack the White House and other targets of opportunity. According to the FBI, police received a tip from a resident in March about Taheb's activities. The agency says the investigation is still active, but they believe he was working alone and doesn't appear to have ties to any terrorist group. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
A Georgia Republican gubernatorial candidate who campaigned in a deportation bus has pleaded not guilty to fraud charges. Former State Senator Michael Williams was indicted last month in Hall County on charges of insurance fraud and lying to investigators. The charges stem from a May incident when Williams reported his campaign office was burglarized and that $300,000 worth of computers used to mine cryptocurrency was taken. Williams, who finished last in the five-man Republican gubernatorial primary, was replaced this week in the state Senate by Republican Greg Dolezal. And as the government shutdown stretches on, it may begin to affect how communities are able to help victims of sexual assault. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
The over $3 billion the Department of Justice sets aside for victim advocacy is the largest source of money to support women who have been victims of sexual assault. And should the shutdown last past Friday, that money will not be available, which could mean women's advocates may have to make some tough decisions. Dee Sims is the director of the Crisis Line and Safe House in Macon. She says the safe house will stay open, but victim advocates may be furloughed.
You're talking about someone that is there during the rape collection of evidence. Someone is there that to hold their hand, to explain to them their rights.
Money under the 15-year-old Violence Against Women Act is the other major source of funds to help sexual violence victims. The last Congress did not reauthorize that money in 2018. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
A bipartisan group of state senators took to the floor Wednesday to call attention to what they say is gender imbalance on committee assignments. More from GPB's Stephen Fowler.
Renee Unterman spoke first, decrying her fellow Republicans for removing her from a prominent position on the Health and Appropriation Committees. Several Democratic women also spoke out. One of them was Senator Jen Jordan from Atlanta. She said she was proud to chair the Special Judiciary Committee until learning it only saw six bills in the last 2 years.
And if all you're going to do is put me in a committee and not give me any legislation to actually look at, shame on you. I yield the well.
In a statement, Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan said, quote, any insinuation this year's process was discriminatory is nonsense. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
One middle Georgia county is losing its largest employer later this year. Husqvarna says 1,000 workers at the McRae plant will lose their jobs when the plant closes in June. Last fall, the Swedish company announced it was looking to sell the Telfair County facility that manufactures push mowers and snow blowers. But this week, they announced that they haven't found a buyer. And in sports, Gladys Knight says she will sing the Star Spangled Banner at this year's Super Bowl. The seven-time Grammy Award winner says she's proud to use her voice to, quote, unite and represent our country in her hometown of Atlanta. The 74-year-old and her background group, the Pips, were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996. CBS broadcasts this year's Super Bowl from Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta on February 3rd. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.